The Burrito Radio Show is brought to you by 2B1 Entertainment.
Thank you. Have you ever wondered how the pedicab industry got started? You know, the guys and gals that travel people around town? Well, purchase the book Pedicab Hearsay, available on Amazon.com, both electronic and hard copy. Get the stories today. Welcome to another episode of the Burrito Radio Show. And today's topic is probably pretty common, especially during this time of the year. We're talking sports today. And I don't have a guest on, but if you're ever interested in being a guest on the Burrito Radio Show, just send us a message. There's many ways to do so, either through our Facebook page, or you can actually reply on this message and receive a link. In the meantime, so interesting what happened this past weekend and what's coming up. We have the playoff games, the NFL playoff games. And one of the things that makes sports so interesting is the amount of money that is actually being placed wagering on all these games. We're talking about any kind of game that's out there, be it basketball, college, be it college football, NFL right now is very hot, and NBA, golf, even the tennis matches, horse racing, so much that there's been a lot more attention paid to these kind of things. So now, being that I'm a musician, it's, you know, I'm just a regular person. It's also just talking about sports, but taking a break from doing my music thing. And what made it so weird is that we had a show, Maturation Soul, this past weekend, during this weekend of sports. And so we're performing during one of the games. And not to say that it was packed or anything, but we appreciate everybody that came out. But, you know, during this time of the year, a lot of importance is going on these games, especially with the amount that's being wagered. Now, like anybody else, I try to make predictions. There's other people out there just like me who try to make predictions. Prior to my getting back into music, I actually used to be a sports bettor. Somebody used to bet on sports. Living in Las Vegas, it was very easy to do. I thought I would try to break into the music scene out in Las Vegas, but it didn't work out that way because it's a very tough market out there. In the meantime, looking to just to kind of like, you know, survive, I used to make a lot of bets on the sports, because you can make bets on any day. Any day you can make a sports bet. And I don't know if this is mentally healthy or not. I think it actually can be detrimental to your health if one does not know how to control the amount that they're betting. I don't bet on sports hardly anymore. I think the last few times I actually bet on sports, I actually won. I remember just recently I was in Las Vegas and I put up one of those long shot bets for the Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl prior to the season, when the season started. And they won. I think it was, I'm not sure which one happened before or after, but I also made a prediction prior to the season for the Astros to win the Super Bowl. Bam, and they won. Now, I didn't win that much money. I'm not going to try to say like I won a lot of money. It was more of the thrill of the victory, more so than the actual amount of money. And I think that's the correlation to it all, is to have the thrill of the victory of being correct on these sports plays. It's almost like when they're playing music and you want to be on point during your show and the music, and when you make a prediction of a sports play and it comes true, you feel like, hey, I'm pretty good at trying to guess, see what's going to happen on these games. Makes you feel pretty confident. makes you, like I said, a little bit of money. You can buy a little steak dinner or like, you know, if you're a vegetarian, you can go out and get you a big old salad, you know, maybe some vino. But in all, this weekend had some of the most craziest predictions that were made prior to the week of the games. And when the games went down, you had three upsets, I want to say. No, it could have been all four upsets. Could have been all four of the dogs covered. So all the four of the ones that were getting plus points covered. Or actually won the game outright. So it was one of those specialized weekends that a lot of people probably lost a lot of money during this weekend. Probably lost a lot of money. And for our mental health, my best advice when it comes down to gaming is never, never play with money that you don't feel like you're going to do something. You don't want to spend not even close to all your money. You just want to do no different than instead of buying a pack of cigarettes or something. Like, I'm not going to buy a pack of cigarettes today. I'm going to take this $10 and I'm going to put it on the Rams to win the Super Bowl. You know, but you don't want to say, oh yeah, I'm going to take all my rent money, or I'm going to take this. No, you don't want to do that. That's the wrong thing to do. And I think that's where the mental health comes into play. I feel like sometimes when we're talking about things like sports betting, it can be a device where somebody can make a lot of money if you're really good at it. If you're really, really apt in studying. And that's what I used to do when I was in Las Vegas. We're talking, you know, you're pretty much trying to analyze every little crescent, every little thing. At the same time, there's people that use different systems and things of that nature to kind of help, you know, win the game, win the sports thing, whatever. Like I said, I used to be more into it. If anything, what this weekend's games taught us, and I saw a lot of it on Twitter, is that you don't want to put all your eggs in one weekend of play. If you have a bankroll, and this is what I suggest people to do if they really want to do this, you have a bankroll, and you start off with your bankroll for a whole entire year. So you start off with whatever bankroll it is. It could be $20, $200, $2,000, $200,000, doesn't matter. Whatever your bankroll is for your whole entire year, that's what you utilize to make your plays. But you don't want to spend all your bankroll in one weekend. So if you only have $20, don't go off making $20 worth of bets in one weekend. Otherwise, you're going to lose money for sure. That's a guarantee. What you want to do is you want to take a very small percentage of your bankroll and play each weekend accordingly just to have a little fun in hopes that by the end of the year, you either have your bankroll still or you'll have more than what you started with. But no matter what, once that bankroll goes to zero, you start all over and you wait until the new year starts. That's my best suggestion if you like to play these games. Sports is very interesting that it has what I call the money generating machine, where it generates a lot of money for a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons. That's why it makes it so popular. And because overseas, they have been taking advantage of our sports betting, to be able to sports bet in England, or to be able to sports bet in Canada, or in Jamaica, or to be able to sports bet in Mexico. It was an advantage for these countries to actually gain a lot of monetary gain. And the United States was losing a lot of money from the sports betting aspect of it all. So there's a lot to be said in this genre when it comes down to mental health and sports betting. I just say, like I said, be careful. Don't get caught up. Just try to, like I said, like if you have, like, instead of buying the cigarettes, instead of, like, you know, buying those $10 lottery tickets or $20 worth of, bingo, whatever. You know, it's okay to take a little risk, because, like I said, you start off with a bankroll and bam, Next thing you know, you never know what's going to happen. You get to have a little fun, a little enjoyment, if that's what you like to do. Like I said, I don't do it anymore. I don't really even watch the games anymore. But I pay attention just because that's life. In the meantime, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're in the next segment, we're going to talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame. One of those subjects that I'm pretty psyched up about.
For over 100 years, San Diego Shade has been covering windows all over San Diego County. Whether you want roller shades, cellular shades, shutters, you're looking for an automated awning to go over your patio, you want some exterior roller shades to block the sun out, we're the company to go to. We're located conveniently in Miramar area at 7354 Trade Street. You can reach us on the phone at 619-287-8863. You can also check out our website at sandiegoshade.com. I look forward to covering your windows soon.
Hey, yo, what up, Daytonia, man? I ain't seen you in a bit, boy. How you been?
I'm good, Dre. How about yourself?
Man, I'm fine, but I tell you what, man, you show these lace down with this apparel, man. Where you get this from?
Hey, man, it's that Cash Cow drip, and you already know. But you can go ahead and go to my Instagram page at Cash Cow FP. Go ahead and get the drip.
Man, I'm with it.
Slap.
Having troubles with your electronic products? Including your cell phone, or maybe it's your laptop. Well, the Nerd Repair Center, located on El Cajon Boulevard, can help you out. Give them a call at 619-363-4210. They're located at 3829 El Cajon Boulevard. Their hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Hey everybody, this is John John from Del Sol Records, and you're listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
Grace is for sticking around and keeping in tune with some things that hopefully we can help out each other out mentally, health-wise. Mental health is a serious subject matter nowadays. A lot of people going through, the central nervous system is something to be said. I think a lot of people need to read up more about the central nervous system itself, as well as temporal arteries. You can learn so much more just learning about the human anatomy and what certain body functions can do. We're talking sports today, y'all. We're talking sports. Sports betting in particular. One of the reasons why I wanted to do this episode on sports betting today was because I heard a report just recently that Shaquille O'Neal, who had partial ownership of the Sacramento Kings, I don't know if anybody ever knew that, but he had some type of partial ownership, a very small part probably, but he had to sell, his portion of ownership in order to get involved in some type of sports betting adventure. Now, there's a lot of things that are twisting and turning right now. For those that are listening, maybe you can keep up. The colleges just recently awarded their players to be able to allow to accept monetary gain from organizations. So they are now on the playing field when it comes down to being influenced by outsiders during a game. It should be more about, the educating the sports figure, but it's not necessarily like that anymore. It's about the results. It's about getting the best players and getting the best results. And I'm just going to give it to you what it is. As a handicapper, for those that don't know what a handicapper is, it's somebody that just makes predictions and looks of as a way to kind of like have a better way to get through the obstacles in life. I think if you're walking down the street and you see a pothole there, and you know that you can avoid that pothole, the handicap says that if you actually move around that pothole, the chances of you stepping in that pothole reduces compared to if you just keep on walking forward and you don't care about stepping in the pothole or not. So it's just a way to make predictions and to have a little fun in life and to actually, like I say, get through certain obstacles if you can do it right. We're not just talking about sports, though. We're talking about life. In the sports, though, in the sports world, with sports betting going on and, like I said, hockey, I mean, I think, to me, there's some things like, for example, what sports are not betted on? Is it maybe wrestling? I think pro wrestling, because that's more entertainment. I mean, you know what's going to happen. They give it, you know, it's like watching a movie, you know, live reality TV, they call it. But this reality TV the other day was phenomenal. We're talking about 13 seconds left in a game after scoring a touchdown, which the touchdowns are going back and forth late in that game between the Kansas City Chiefs and Buffalo Bills. And we just got finished playing. We were like packing up. And I looked up at the television in the bar, and it said 13 seconds. I said, oh, man, this game is over. Whoever had Kansas City, man, they're just feeling like crap. And that's how I think nowadays when these games kind of go, like, all crazy. Like, you know, like, man, somebody lost a lot of money today, you know. Or somebody won a lot of money. I do it both ways. And so as I'm finishing up, you know, finishing up packing up the music equipment, I noticed that the Buffalo team is kicking off, and I'm like thinking, like, is this like a replay or something? And they said, no, they tied it up. I said, they tied it up in 13 seconds? They's like, yeah. And it's like, I was like, no way. Like, what happened to the squib kick? And I found out, of course, naturally, they did not do the squib kick. The guy, next thing you know, took two plays, kicked the field goal, and tied the game. So many people in a swing of 2 minutes in football either made or lost a lot of money. A lot of money changed hands. And now they have to be careful about the live betting because they're doing what they call live betting action. And so definitely there's something to be said about the central nervous system being chugged towards this thinking process of how can I make extra money? How can I bring extra money into my fold to make my mental health better? If you want to know like I said, I made a prediction for the playoffs that I have on Twitter, just to make a record of it, that I predicted the Rams would face the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be right, but both the teams are in the Final Four, and these are the teams that had the upset this weekend, and I was just like, man. Okay, so we're not really talking about betting. This is more of talking about mental health. And when I'm talking about, I don't bet, like sports bet. I don't bet. I do like maybe like once every 2-3 years or something like that. Out of nowhere, I'll make one. But just to have a little fun, like I said, I'm more into like trying to learn all these crazy songs that they're trying to push on me. I wanted to talk about the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame right now in baseball is going on today, or I guess they're doing the selection. This is such a huge deal to a lot of people in the history of life, because we're talking about something that is very difficult to do, which is to hit a baseball. And the percentages are like so tight. I mean, we're talking about super, super tight that they have to have a lot of bats and a lot of innings to determine who's actually really good. more than just 30 at-bats or 30 innings. We're talking about thousands of at-bats and thousands of innings. And these players are being judged historically. Now, I have one player that I feel like is probably way overdue to be awarded. Talking about before the PED and before, during the time period when they just threw pitchers out there and had no concern about the number of innings they threw. And his name is Tommy John. Tommy John, to me, is one of those pitchers that if you looked at his probably credentials, he probably didn't make the All-Star team as much as other players. But his body of work speaks for itself. He had 288 victories. I'm not even looking at my notes, but I just know a little bit more about this man than most. I want to say he had about 4 or 5 seasons with 300 plus innings pitched. And they threw him so much that he tore out his arm. And just him to be able to come back after that surgery, after that historical surgery that they continue to do to this day, it's called the Tommy John surgery, he still continued to pitch and was very successful. To me, the body of work over a longevity of time outweighs the short burst of I'm the best for 3 years, but I couldn't do anything more than that. It's like, that to me has a more standpoint of an egotistical factor instead of being part of the team factor of longevity, of being consistent. Just recently, one of the sports writers tried to make a claim that a pitcher belonged in the Hall of Fame, even though their body of work had lasted maybe about 3 years, four years that was strong. But the rest of it, his body broke down and he had no longevity, could not sustain it. There's so many players that could be called that. We're talking about like players like J.R. Richard, who was like phenomenal for a few years until he had a stroke. Dave Dravecki, there's a lot of pitchers out there that were very highly successful, but very few of them had the longevity of a Tommy John, who threw so many innings that it is absurd today of what a pitcher would do. They cannot duplicate. They're not even trained to do that anymore, to throw 380 innings. He threw 380 innings 1 year. I want to say 383, but I'm not really sure. You can check it out, see how much I'm right. But yes, the Hall of Fame to me carries a lot of hypocrisy in a lot of sports, not just baseball. But if you can't bring Tommy John to the table, then how can you bring a Trevor Hoffman, who only threw 1,000 innings, 1,034, I want to say. He only threw 1,000 innings, which equals three outs. So out of all the outs, he only got like 9,000 outs compared to somebody who's thrown way more than 1,000 innings pitch. Now, he might have got a lot of saves, but to me, it's the innings, amount of innings pitch that outweighs the number of saves. I've written actually essays on that one. So the amount of innings pitch is three outs, whereas a save is just a category to try to say that he got the last out or he was responsible for the last out. But the last out is almost irrelevant without the other 26 outs. The 26 outs is what matters also as well, equally. That's why it's 27 outs and not just one. The last out could be pressure, but that pressure does not outweigh somebody having a lot of outs. Somebody who has 26 outs and you want to reward somebody for getting one out and put a category called a save, that's a subject matter for its own day, by the way, and I want to talk about that another time, about the save category in a whole different episode. But in the meantime, the Hall of Fame's going on. We promote these players that with the really great numbers to get in over somebody such as a Tim Lincecum, who only had a few good years but did not have the longevity. Somebody over Trevor Hoffman, who only had 1,000 innings, something like that, who should not be in the Hall of Fame just because he had a lot of saves, but not really the strong body of work of a Tommy John, who I check his stats and see how many innings he threw. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, we're going to take one more break. Listen, talking some sports with the musician, crazy dude, 2B1 Energy on the Burrito Radio Show.
Elena Favreau. The next time you're in the La Mesa Village, stop by Sacred Sun, only 200 feet from the Historic Train Museum. Our address is 8239 La Mesa Boulevard, and we are open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesdays through Saturdays. Call us at 619-467-7073 for more details. Sacred Sun, essentials for life balance.
Hi, this is Marcos Carvajal. I'm the author from Behind the Stick. I wrote a book about growing up addicted to gambling and playing pool and hustling. And you can find this book on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And I wrote this story to explain to you how the addiction to gambling can lead to other things other than just playing pool, and what your pitfalls and strongholds are. So I wrote this mainly for my children, but I hope you can enjoy this book. Thank you.
Hey, you guys. We're over here at Marcella June's Coffee Lounge. Our address is 8513 La Mesa Boulevard. We sell herbal medicine and coffee and tea, and we're working on a lot of community projects to get some massage therapy going in with all this. You can reach us at 619-504-9494. We're open Monday through Friday again. Please come on by. Thank you very much.
You got your water too?
Thank you. No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Sure?
Yeah.
All right, I'm in water mode. We advocate to drink water. We advocate to drink water, okay? It's a big advocate, John.
Okay. Well, water's life.
It's going. Okay, so we're talking sports betting today, y'all. A little bit of sports. Okay, so how many of you think or would kind of guess that maybe these announcers are betting on the games, right? Or maybe some of these other people that are involved betting on the games. So I think the Pandora box has been opened. At the same time, there's so much regulation going on, it's hard to get away with something like that nowadays. What I did was I came up with this new game. It's titled None is Perfect Billiards. It's based on points with playing on a pool table. And this game, to me, is probably my greatest achievement of life, in my opinion. It comes from a crazy story that happened to me. I'm going to share that with you. What happened was I was falsely arrested and had to do 5 days in jail, and during these 5 days, you stress out, but at the same time, you have to take this energy and do something with it. So it took about 5 years for everything to finally get settled. I didn't get a case. I actually won the case. I was able to get a little bit of money, not a lot, but what happened was, in order to get through these things, you have to find yourself in a better mental state. So I started shooting pool again. And because I had a friend that I didn't know who was a professional pool player, when we played, I wanted to get better to try to beat him. So I started keeping count my points of the shots I was making and missing and seeing, like, you know, just make sure that I was getting better instead of, like, getting worse. And one thing turned to another thing to show my friend, who's a professional, this game. And this is how the game None Is Perfect Billiards came about. It's a very ironic thing of how everything came about. Just me knowing somebody who's a pro that I didn't know. We were just friends. We're still homies. And so when I came up with this game, it allowed me to get more involved in the billiards industry. And what I found to be very surprising is, of course, naturally, being green, I had to, like, learn a lot of different aspects about the etiquette, you know, the history, things of that nature. Met a lot of people so far. There's a lot of people that actually in the professional realm that actually know about this game, not as perfect billiards. But what makes it so difficult is the mentality of the billiards industry. So, for example, like I said, there's some people that won money this weekend in the football or in the basketball, and these people are excited. They're happy. They hug each other after the game, and, you know, they want to, like, share their stories, and they become a brotherhood or a sisterhood or what you want to call it, like a clique. Well, in the billiards industry, there are very small cliques that actually band together, and they don't really, what I call, have that the happy juice. So they have that intense juice. Like, you know, you have a couple of happy people, but everybody else is intense. You don't really have that, like, I'm going to share my secret with you on how to make that shot. Instead, it's the opposite. There's very little talking on how to actually share information. To keep the secrets abound, to me, is what actually penalizes the sports, the billiards, to keep it a secret in order to keep the hustle going. Now, the reason why I'm bringing up billiards is because this is one of the biggest sports betting phenoms in the history of sports. I mean, people have been betting on billiards. I mean, they still do. It's still a very large thing, but it's mostly underground. It's not above ground. It's more like the sports betting of many, many years ago with the gangsters. But we're not talking about gangsters. We're talking about just regular common folk who are placing major amounts of money on the billiards table without taking advantage of the new sports betting laws. It is amazing to me that they haven't even done so and don't seem to be interested in finding true promoters or true organizations that can really make it an awesome thing for those that can get excited about billiards just as much as somebody can get excited to score in 13 seconds. How can we do this? And this is why I figured my game could be great because of the marketing aspect of it, the sports betting aspect of it, the teaching of children about the angles and physics and balance and we're talking about just etiquette. You know, it's so much so much skill that it takes to make certain shots that the hustle of billiards has gone astray. It's gone to the prairie lands of dead dogs and vultures and things like that. What's needed is a greater sense of togetherness, greater sense of, hey, let's share our information. Let's sell the actual element of how to make these shots instead of trying to say, let's all do trick shots or let's all just, you know, teach those a little bit, just enough. I'm not going to teach you everything because I don't want you ever to beat me. Wrestlers don't do that. Boxers don't do that. Football players, like I said, all these manly sports they actually share their talents. They actually want to make sure that each one's competing against each other and you're getting the best of them. This is what makes these sports exciting and more enjoyable to watch. Even in golf, there's the same concept. They just have the best of the best compete each other, knowing each other, you know, game and sharing each other's information, but just the best of the best talk to each other, you know, and everybody else is just trying to get there because of how much monetary gain the best of the best golfers make. It's a lot to be said for a musician to come in and look to be in an industry that struggles on making sure that their best players in the world are getting compensated properly in the billiards industry. If you had, if you took somebody like Earl Strickland and you put him up against your average player in my game, you can actually handicap that game to find out to see if Earl can actually cover the spread. Whereas before, somebody like Earl Strickland would not even consider playing somebody who was just a regular Mojo from Kokomo. And so you have that aspect of, well, I mean, you know, Earl got something in his eye on that one shot or something like that. Or, you know, how many shots in a row can the Pearl make in a row consecutively? You know, these kind of things are the aspect that None Is Perfect Billiards brings, statistical information that can be analyzed and imported and attached to each player on their skill level by the numbers, by the stroke. I feel very excited. I'm very excited about our adventure. We're looking to get this game into the Olympics. And if you're looking to actually help us out with this game, we can actually utilize any type of positive motion to make this happen. We're looking for some promoters. We're looking for some recruiters. We're looking for people that's willing to help advertise and help sponsor. Right now, our record holder, his name is Maurice Puerto Rico Ortiz. And yes, that is my friend who is actually a professional. He has helped me out over the years so much on this game. And his record right now is 6-1, and he has the current record, the best. He has the best record in a 4-round game, and I want to say at +175. And no, he has the best score in a round at +175. And in a 4-round game, I think he had like -6 something. But his average, his scoring average is -12. And he's our number one player. If you think that you can really beat him, please let me know. Please let me know. We can make an arrangement, make a match, make it a card, make it no different than a boxing match, throw a bunch of other cards up on there, and see who can take who. Like I said, he's a professional. He plays practices on a regular basis. He actually knows a couple other professionals. So if you have a team of people that you think that you can get him and his team, let me know. We can make an arrangement, and we can get some action going. Like I said, this is all about the action, y'all. It's about staying active, taking part in something. And we feel like None Is Perfect Billiards would be great aspects, even for those that are not very good at the pool table, to help out actually with game operations and match operations. No different than on the golf course that somebody's helping being the caddy or helping moving the sticks or mowing the lawn. We still need help like that too. We're looking really forward, like I said, to this adventure called None Is Perfect Billiards. Other players that have also played our game, you have Dr. 8-Ball, Jerry Hine. Big ups to Dr. 8-Ball out there. He's one of our senior champions out there. He actually relocated to Tennessee. We hope him and his wife are doing very well out there, Tennessee. We also have one of my favorite players, Betty Tinoco. Betty Tinoco, she's another super woman warrior who is connected with the church and church industry, and she's an advocate billiards player of our game, and we really truly appreciate Betty Tinoco. We hope to get her back out here. And another super tuber by the name of Adrian Ariano, who has actually gotten better. He's just suffered a couple defeats versus our current semi-pro champion, Jason Szymanski, who actually has a 2-1 record right now. So get yourself on our team. Find out what your scoring average will be. Let's see if we can't get some marketing promotion going on with None Is Perfect Billiards. This is the game creator of None Is Perfect Billiards and band leader for Maturation Soul, 2B1 Energy. Until next time, you are listening to The Burrito Radio Show.
What's that motion? What's that motion? What's that motion? stop, we will take a short rest break. Just like to ask once again, if you use any electronic devices, cell phones, tablets, laptops, please do not, and repeat, do not use the speakers on those devices. Use your headphones or earbuds so that you don't disturb the person sitting next to you or around you.
It's still one motion, so ride the wave of life.